Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Door hits, candy wrapper screaming, baby Cindy seats with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Just above the wheels.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Wow, that is really good. That was nice. I expected a sloppier reaction from this crowd, because we are in a bar on a Friday afternoon. We're coming to you from the Highball as part of Fantastic Fest in Austin. Awesome. I add awesome and put it in quotes. Texas. Yeah, you know where you are. It's Friday, September 23rd, 2016, 4:20-ish. Next Friday at this time, Doug Loves Movies will be at the Improv in Houston. The Houston Improv will have a problem. But I'm here now, so let's see some name tags, Austin. I know a lot of you are here for the film festival. Who's in here? Applaud if you're in here right now and you don't have a badge for the film festival. That's how fantastic this festival is, the Fantastic Fest. You could fucking just show up and get into something when you have no business. But buy some drinks here at the Highball, have some fun. We've got Shaw Jake Redemption. Because your name is Jake, so I guess that makes sense. I can't even read what it says on yours, but you've got mini donuts, so that's exciting. There's a dirty, rotten scoundrel situation, a kindergarten cop. Without the house lights on, I can't read any of these. Even with the house lights on, it'd be difficult. And our hoverboard friend is back. What's your name with the hoverboard?
Brian.
Brian, you've been here before, right?
He
handed off his hoverboard to someone else?
No, this is mine.
It's your hoverboard, but he used it and he won with it?
We both have a hoverboard.
Okay, you both have hoverboards. You're the hoverboard twins of Williamson County. All right, I just thought I'd throw in a local reference and didn't have to work for everybody. But well, thank you. If anybody brings a hoverboard, I'd be shocked if you don't get chosen, because we all really want hoverboards. That one that they call a hoverboard that's on fucking wheels. You're cheating. It's not a hoverboard. Yeah, Boo is right. I had a friend who was on that and hurt his back. So the corrections department wants you to know that Lady Gaga was not in Burlesque. Apologies to Christina Aguilera, Christina Aguilera and her family in this difficult time. I brought a prize bag, Austin. It's a Fantastic Fest bag provided by the lovely folks at Fantastic Fest. And inside it, we have a T-shirt that says Titty Bingo on it. Yeah, just Google Titty Bingo for more information. Oh, and also from the nice folks at Titty Bingo, some sort of fucking miniature, that's not the right word. It's a small dildo. I was on At Midnight recently and robbed of a easy win, and they always give us this little weird game card question thing called Linky, so I put that in the prize bag. Oh, also, in every bag until I run out of them, the Phil Bill Volume 1 coloring book, which is all the great Bill Murray moments you've always wanted to color in. If you wanted to make Bill Murray black in small change, for example, you can do it. Christmas ornament that says DLM, so you can hang Doug Loves Movies from your Christmas tree. Some cookies from Delicious. That's what I get from At Midnight as well. A pipe from Peacemaker, a little rubber pipe. And, of course, a Doug Loves Movies T-shirt. I brought all that stuff. My guests brought some fun stuff, too. So let's get them out here. Please give a big, warm, Fantastic Fest welcome to Bree Esrig, Lisa Delarios, and Aya Cash. Holy shit, that is soft.
She's cute.
That is some soft. Who's cute?
Her. She cute.
All right.
Hi.
Let's meet the ladies individually, and then we're going to meet your potential date. No. joining us in the middle seat. Settle down, sir. Or weird lady. Sitting in the middle seat today, we've got a first-time guest, you guys. It's Lisa Delarios is here.
Thank you. What an honor.
Long time, I've been a long time fan of you in Austin, Texas, and your comedy.
Why, thank you.
I believe you had the opening slot in some of my shows in town one time.
That's right. We did a Valentine's Day weekend together.
Oh, that was, and the Valentine's Day night show, they told me that was the night, because it was Valentine's, but it was also, I was the headliner. So they said that night they sold more deep fried Snickers than in the history.
Yes.
In the history of deep fried Snickers. So
yeah.
I was pretty proud of that.
I think they stopped selling them after that night.
They might have stopped.
A lot of sick
entirely
people.
Entirely realizing this is horrible what we're doing to our customers.
Super romantic.
We really want repeat customers.
Yeah. Cap City.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the name of the club.
Keep it local.
Yeah, I do Doug Loves Movies there lots of times, but this is your first time on the show and here at the Fantastic Fest. Do you, since you live here, do you actually attend any Fantastic Fest events, or is it under your radar?
Well, yesterday was the first time I knew anything about it, but I'm totally into it.
When did I ask you to do this?
But I didn't really know what Fantastic Fest. There's so many
fests. A few weeks ago,
here,
I was just throwing around a bunch of fancy words. You know, hey, Fantastic Fest. What do you say?
Austin,
you're like, okay,
fest.
That sounds good. Yeah, Austin is constantly festing.
It's super festy.
It is never not festing.
It is infested. What?
Hey! Hilarious. Lisa Delarios. All right. So happy to have you.
Thank you.
Also joining us, the second time guest on the show, I think, if my math is right, Bree Esrig is here, everybody. Not responding vocally at all, just nodding her head. Happy to be here, I guess.
Hi.
You doing all right?
I'm so happy to be here. Yeah, I love Fantastic Fest. This is so much fun.
Yeah, it's an awesome festival, and you've got things you have to, not responsibilities, because it's all fun, but what are you doing here during the festival?
I am doing the Fantastic Debates, and I'm so scared. I'm going to get the shit kicked out of me tonight.
Yeah, now, for those listeners that don't know what the Fantastic Debates are, like, it is weird to worry about getting the shit kicked out of you at a debate. It's a debate in the middle of a boxing ring, and they take away the podiums after you've debated for a while, and then they do just three rounds of straight-up boxing. And yeah. So you're going to box another lady.
Yeah.
Who? What does
My
she
opponent,
do? What's her deal?
Her name
deal?
Is Whitney Moore, and you may know her as the lead actress from Birdemic. Birdemic 2.
The star of Birdemic and Birdemic 2?
Yeah.
That's a Birdemic 1 spoiler right there, if I've ever heard one.
My bad.
So that sounds good, I guess, that we get to watch you get beat up.
Because
she's,
so.
You know,
be fun.
She's fought off birds. You're not a bird. You're just a nice person.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm,
do you have
I'm
any
nervous.
Strategy? I mean, like, doesn't seem like you're training too hard. I better go do some movie trivia before I get in the ring tonight.
All right. Okay. I'm nervous more about the actual debate rather than the boxing because, I don't know, I like to get hurt and have fun, whatever.
Okay.
That's all fine. It's, all right. It's trying to be smart. In the moment.
I'm going
to
bring a towel.
I'm having a real hard time with that, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I'm going to bring a towel and toss it into the middle of the ring if I feel like you're getting hurt and you're not stopping it.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah.
Is that
I don't
for
think
my
that's
blood
how it works.
Pee?
I don't think anybody from the audience can just throw a towel in. I'll try to get one with your initials on it. Maybe that'll fool everybody.
Okay.
And eating a bowl of Brussels sprouts in record time, or is there still more to eat?
There's more, but I thought I was being disrespectful.
Oh, please. Are they good?
They're delicious.
Delicious Brussels sprouts, courtesy of the highball. It's Aya Cash, everybody. Third time guest on the show, and the third anniversary, of course, is eating its food, so you get to eat the whole show. That's what everybody that's on it for three times, they get that extra bonus. The other two can't eat at all, so... Sorry about that. Yeah, there she goes. Get back
water?
Into you.
What about?
Oh, no, don't share them.
No, I'm making her smell them.
I can smell balsamic.
Season 3 of You're the Worst is ongoing on the FXX, and Aya plays Gretchen on that show. And also I got to see today, I watched your episode of a new Netflix show called Easy. Yep. And I
that
thought
got,
it was...
That got brutal silence.
Well...
Thanks, guys.
Netflix just sneaks shit in there. Like, these people, you probably all worked all day today or quit work to come be a part of this. Quit your job Friday. I like to do whenever I come to a town. So it's brand new, but it's really, it's from Joe Swanberg, who is, he really made a name for himself with Mumblecore at festivals here in Austin, Texas, and now he's got a series that's like that. It's like a dramedy. Is there a script, or do you mess around? How does it work?
No, he just, he sort of gives you an outline, so you know what's supposed to happen in a scene, like sort of what the idea of the scene is, and then you just make up everything else. And so sometimes you think, motherfucker, if you just gave me the line to say, we would have the scene, but you kind of got to find it. And then other times it's just a really wonderful, fun experience. I had a great time.
So you chose to be a bitch.
Excuse me?
I was just joking around. She's a nice character.
I am a very nice
Who
character.
Does worry at one point about being perceived as a bitch.
Yes.
And you're totally right in that argument, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely right.
Usually.
But yes, so watch it. It's episode 3, and it's an interesting show because they list a lot of people in the cast that are going to participate, but you don't know which episodes they're going to be in. And I already heard a rumor that I is in more than one episode. So, but I'll say, I don't want to say more about it.
Wow, spoiler.
What? You
spoiled it.
What
just
did
like
I spoil?
Just like I spoiled Birdemic 2, you spoiled
you
this Netflix series.
You can't spoil Birdemic 2. I was joking. I was joking about that, and then I proceeded to do a real spoiler, sort of.
Sorry.
Easy's not the kind of show where you got to sit around worrying about who's going to die and who's going to live.
That would be too hard. That would not be
but
easy.
It could happen. There could be a death.
Yeah.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. So, Brussels sprouts in the prize bag, you think?
Oh.
Just dump those in there?
No, but I'll feed you like a baby bird if you win.
Oh, okay. That's a fun prize. That's like, there's a lot of,
I'm gonna deny
lot of people here in the audience that like that prize. Probably men and women. Feed me like a bird. What did you bring for the prize bag, though?
Oh, is that, it's that time.
That's what I'm trying to get
so,
into, yeah.
Got it. I just got here from L.A., and I had to go shopping for the prize bag, so I actually feel like it's better than normal because it's not just schlock I'm trying to, you know,
right, it's
promote
something
about
that
myself.
Anyone that lives here can just get right here.
Yeah. You're gonna eat your words in a second. Well,
I think you're gonna be like, great.
No, that's not that great. So
I'm
first
excited.
All, it's just local hot sauce. And then I was like,
delicious.
You can't,
yellow
you can't get enough local hot sauce.
That's pretty good, right? But then this is, I decided to go all out. This is a pillow of Bill Murray.
Wow.
And I think I would be honored to have it in my home. So.
And
there
it was
go.
Just his birthday, right?
Yeah. I have no idea. I'm saying yeah. I
have no idea. Yes, it was.
Yeah, I keep track of that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I believe he had one in the last calendar year or so. That is a very nice prize. Pass it down here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want it to sit near you because you'll grow attached and never want to give it up. But that is beautiful. It's not one of his film roles that he's dressed up as.
I think
as.
It's just an artistic interpretation. I don't think it
like
has
if he were a Generalissimo or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. And he's, you know, it's not a younger Bill Murray because also like you know, all the shirts tend to be younger Bill Murray, so it's good.
You feel bad.
I think
now,
I'm gonna hang on to it. Bill wants some hot sauce.
Baby wants bottle.
I mean, you know, Bill's more of a sriracha for sure.
Lisa, what do you got for the bag?
Okay, well, speaking of schlock you're trying to get rid of. No, you know, I actually go to thrift stores a lot, and this is a prized find, but I felt like passing it on, and it's, hang on.
Oh, this looks really nice.
I don't think you have to be a cat fan to appreciate.
Oh, boy. Look at that.
It's the love of two litter mates. Sweet, sweet love. Sweet love. There is some tongue.
Was pulling out that painting the moment somebody decided, let's turn some lights on this stage. Turn it back to that. Yeah, that.
And just leave them on. It's,
but that is a really adorable picture. Painting? It's a painting?
It is. This is a painting.
A painting.
It's probably worth like $1 bazillion.
Two little kittens kissing. Yeah. Or the moment before one kitten's face got bitten off.
Yeah. No, that's all love.
All right. I love that. So yeah, you can put that back in the bag that you had it in, if possible.
Okay.
That's always tough to do. I'm trying to put all the stuff I brought it back in the bag, and it's already not fitting for shit. Aya, can I have your bag that you brought this pillow in?
I also
or do you need
bought
that?
Myself a 70s jumpsuit, so I kind of.
So you got to hang on to the bag.
Yes. I thought you meant my garbage bag. No.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put all this in the garbage bag, and what? Well, actually. Perhaps, maybe not the biggest side of them all, but the fluffiest. What is this? What is this thing, Brie?
So it's just like a stuffed popcorn.
It's just a stuffed popcorn that's really big.
It's really big. And
so
I just,
cute.
I felt bad because I went to the store in town to get something, and I saw it, and I was like, yes, movies, popcorn, it's perfect. But it was all the way on the top shelf, And it said, there was a sign that said, do not handle by yourself. You must ask for assistance. So I went to go get the person to get it down. She couldn't reach it either. And at that point, I was just like, all right, you know what? It's okay. No. And they were like, no, you're going to have this. And I was like, all right. So I waited. A million other stuffed animals fell down in the process. So she handed
it to me. But you got
it. Got it. She said, her name is Peggy.
So we're giving Peggy a...
So Peggy needs a home.
First name. Oh, the thing is named Peggy.
Yeah, that's what... the woman said, this is named Peggy.
And oh, okay.
That's...
You
yeah.
just got to accept that. There's yeah. no reason for a follow-up question.
Yeah, I was speechless. I couldn't think of anything to say to that.
Well, between Peggy and Bill Murray on top of it, I'm touching this thing, and I think this is like maybe the perfect seat for someone with the world's biggest hemorrhoid.
Yep.
It just as seating goes, it doesn't get any softer.
I'm feeling a little weird that we're all women and we brought home goods.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
no, it's a very practical.
Well, you brought
very practical set of prizes. Like
we
somebody
just decorated.
Somebody can start
studio.
A new life with this bag of prizes. And it's also, most of it, or a lot of it's not in a bag. So that's always fun. Here, carry this stack
of shit.
Carry this stack of shit home
theme.
With you.
Sorry if you have to get on a plane.
Someone here is going to win. Like, wouldn't it be funny if, like, on Price is Right, when you win the Showcase Showdown, you only get to keep what you can take with you?
So you don't get that car for real?
No, well, the car, you can start it up and drive it out of there, but some of the stuff you can't load up on a car. We can't figure out where
you
to put the elliptical.
You can't take that jacuzzi.
Yeah,
at
the
all.
Jacuzzi, exactly. Thank
where,
you.
Where do you put the vacation to the Bahamas? In your pocket.
Right. You know, old school, like you have a travel agent.
That's right.
Here's your vacation. It's a little.
You just
folder.
Carry that travel agent on your back.
That's ooh. That's,
and then you two start a life together.
Yeah.
And that and screw the vacation.
Can I just pivot really quickly and say that this is a ladies' show, and I've never gotten better trolls than from when I've been on Doug Loves Movies. So I just want to shout out really quick to all the people who are going to tell me that I should eat a dick, the best one was I was so terrible that any cause I support will immediately be ruined. So go Trump. And we gotta acknowledge that this is a ladies' show, and
someone said that
you got a lot of those kind of messages from being on my show.
Yeah, which is so bizarre.
So nice.
That
I
is
think
very
maybe
weird.
I brought a get out of sexism free card last time, and I think maybe that triggered some men because I know it's a sensitive subject to you boys.
Because it happened more
really
on one
trolls.
Appearance than the other one. Because you've been on twice before, right?
Yeah, well, the first one, I was so terrified, I barely spoke. So that was...
So nobody said shut
yeah,
up
because
you didn't
speak. Yeah, and
everyone
likes the lady who keeps her mouth shut. So
right.
They're just rolling off.
People were into
How
it.
How about I alienate half the audience? and now I'm talking too much. So in the middle was last time.
We got your back, girl.
Thank you. You
yeah,
can move
I,
on now.
I had no idea. I had no idea that... because if they tag me in that stuff, I'd get into it.
No, I know
them.
you got my back.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get them later.
My favorite part of the show is when I'll you yell them. At people, Doug.
Oh well, all right. Unfortunately, we have a very polite panel and crowd today. So, oh, here's somebody. Will you fucking quit with the camera already?
Yeah.
Here's my face. You got it. But then he laughs and just keeps going. My threats aren't—they're not sincere enough. I'm too high to be legit angry. But let's go down the line. Ask the question I always like to ask all of my guests. Start with you, Aya. What's the last motion picture that you witnessed with your eyeballs?
I actually saw the documentary Wiener for the second time.
You doubled up on Wiener?
I did. I liked it so much.
You went in for a double dicking?
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I watched it with my in-laws, actually.
What?
Yeah.
The first time or the second time?
The second.
The second you were like, you gotta see
yes.
this.
it's an amazing movie. Like, it's not just, he's an amazing character, and the movie is really well made. I mean, he says something great, which was the, and I'm going to mangle it, but the thing that allowed me to weather this storm of controversy is the same thing that allowed me to think I could get away with it. I mean, he's really smart, and he's really, I mean, he's their relationship is amazing and ridiculous, and I highly recommend that movie.
Wiener.
I support it.
That was before his most recent one, right?
Before his most recent, yeah. Before
Wiener screener.
Just go home and wiener and chill. Netflix wiener and chill. It's on Netflix, right?
I think it's on HBO.
Oh. Ooh. HBO Go, maybe, that sort of thing. Lisa, what about you? But first of all, I was negligent to not bring this up earlier, but you have a nice dress on, but it's adorned with a Police Academy picture of the Police Academy.
Well,
did you?
It's
did
my
you,
name tag.
But you don't have to have a name tag. You're a guest on the show.
I know, but I just thought of it.
Police Academy.
Thank you.
Really good.
Police Academy. Because I thought, what would my name tag be?
And so like, you went through with it. You actually made it.
I did.
And you're wearing a name tag. You could run out into the audience and pick yourself.
I think I might.
When
I
the
think
time
I just
comes.
Might and take home that kitten painting.
Why? I Again. Never get, why the fuck, this is not just Krispy Kreme, but what's with the donut places where this box should be firm enough that when I hold it with one hand, it doesn't just all fucking collapse from the weight. Oh, sir, that's 50 tons of sugar you're holding right there. But do you guys, does anybody want a donut?
I would.
Before I start chucking them into the crowd?
They're so glossy.
Yeah,
I'm the only one? I'm the eater on stage.
Yeah.
Maybe later.
You can throw one if you want.
It's really good.
Oh, these ones aren't too messy either. Oh, yeah, hold up that poster right there. You're just so shy. Hold up your poster. Forget it. Oh, shit. Oh. Hang on, I got more. Jesus, this box is ridiculous. Can you imagine if somebody handed you a pizza and you grab it with one hand and it just goes... Pizza box? I'm throwing at the camera guy.
Oh!
Yeah, I'll hit your goddamn name tags.
Oh.
Hoverboard!
You have great aim. Your head
hoverboard wasn't looking. Look, hoverboard!
What a waste of
Wait, what's that big pile
food?
Of shit? Is that a poo? You're a shithead.
Oh.
Oh no, shithead. Be careful, shithead. Oh, we got
nice
a snagger
catch.
Back there.
Doug is just throwing donuts.
Oh. What? Was that a one-handed catch?
Sir, do you have a sign?
That's amazing.
You should have brought a sign.
And I'll save one for an emergency. Oh, the bartender wants one.
Yeah!
Nice. Whoa, into the mouth.
That's your tip, by the way. Unless you want the box, you can have that too. What were we talking about?
Me and my...
What was your last movie you saw, Lisa?
Well, you know what? Actually, I recently saw American Psycho for the first time ever. I saw it on Netflix with my 92-year-old grandmother, actually.
For reals?
That is for reals. And it was
Whose idea was it?
It was her idea. Yeah. She's
Maybe
cool.
Maybe she thought it was American Sniper?
Well, she... No, she said it's...
American History X?
She probably loves all of those films. She's a little dark.
Okay.
She's a libertarian, so...
A lizardarian?
A lizardarian. But it was actually... I mean, it's a very disturbing film to watch, but I actually was glad that my grandmother was there. It was made me feel a little better. during some of the more slaughter, torture scenes.
Do you think your grandma's going to protect you?
yeah, from... Just in case.
Okay.
He came through the door.
How
What's
old is
his
she
name?
Again?
She's 92.
Oh.
But she wears skinny jeans, so...
Yeah, I wouldn't be scared.
No.
Nah.
It's kind of like being on a plane with a nun. Nothing bad's going to happen.
Bree, what about you? What was the last movie you saw?
Last night I saw a film called The Greasy Strangler.
Right here at Fantastic Fest.
Yeah.
Alamo Draft House Lamar. Yeah. And what'd you think of The Greasy Strangler?
I don't know if I can talk about it. I don't know what to
say. It's a secret?
I think you kind of have to see it, and then you'll just kind of know.
All right.
Right? Like.
Let's just say that about all movies from now on.
Wow.
Is it scary?
Let's not talk about it. Just see everything.
You should see it.
I should be a movie critic.
I mean, I guess that name is going to either draw you in or repel you, probably. So probably not the wrong people are going to see it. No one's going to be like, I thought it was Pixar.
That's true. It was gross. It was very gross, which I like.
Right. Yeah. The greasy part or the strangling part? What's grosser?
The greasy part.
Okay.
Greasy.
Yeah, I don't like greasy things.
Yeah, you would not like this movie
For
at
sheezy.
All.
Fursheezy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, but yeah. You recommend it, though.
I mean, like I said, see it for yourself if you want to. Maybe... maybe watch a trailer first. I don't know. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know if you should see it. I don't know if anyone should see it.
Critics agree. I don't know if anyone should see it. Critics are saying, it's up to you. Take me out of the equation. But yeah, I have that feeling a lot of times about certain movies, so I'll tell people just enough to go, if this sounds interesting to you, you probably will like it. Or like, my new thing now is I like to warn dog lovers what movies not to watch.
That's helpful.
Because people I know that are dog lovers, like, no matter how good the movie is, fuck that movie if it did something to a dog. And so I'll warn people about that wiener dog. So...
not that wiener.
I got more examples, but we should move on. Bart, turn off the show because I'm about to say, let the games begin. Bring your name tags out of the shadows, Austin, Texas. Lots of good ones. Lots of good ones to choose from. So ladies, get up from your seat and... move to the beat.
I don't have my glasses on.
Just go grab whatever one you like or have them bring it to you. Very enterprising, Bree. And while you guys figure out which ones you want to play for, we'll do this brief commercial message. We'll
I'll
be right back.
I'll do Caitlin Garden Cop.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Dollar Shave Club. Guys, you don't need to choose between price and quality. Ladies, sit this one out. To get an amazing and an affordable shave, DollarShaveClub.com's the answer. To prove how amazing their shave really is, right now they're going to give you first month free to join the club. DollarShaveClub.com delivers amazing razors right to your door for a third of the price of what the greedy razor corporations charge. Seriously, there's no reason to deal with the drugstore hassle and battle the locked up razor fortress ever again. And you won't have to when you join the club. Just go to DollarShaveClub.com and pick a razor that works for you from their lineup of amazing blades. That's all there is to it. Always get a first-class shave when you use the Executive Blade. And when you use it with their Dr. Carver's Shave Butter, the blade just gently glides for the smoothest shave ever. With Dollar Shave Club, you can look, smell, and shave like $1 million without paying for it. Here's your chance to see why over 3 million members love Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club is so confident in the quality of all their products, now you can get your first month of the club for free. Just pay for shipping. After that, it's just a few bucks a month. No long-term commitment, no hidden fees. There's no reason not to do it. Get yours at dollarshaveclub.com/Doug, D-O-U-G. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Doug. Hey, come see me do a live Doug Loves Movies taping at the Now Hear This Podcast Festival, October 28th through 30th in Anaheim, California. Now Hear This is a three-day festival of your favorite podcasts, like How Did This Get Made?, What the Fuckin' Fuck with Marc Maron, and Pop Culture Happy Hour. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. I'm doing Doug Loves Movies on Saturday the 29th, so if you can only make it for one day, make sure it's Saturday or you'll miss out on my show. Go to nowhearthisfest.com to get tickets and information about the lineup, hotels, and more. Use the offer code Doug, you know my name, D-O-U-G, when you buy tickets to save 25% off three-day passes and let them know I sent you. That's nowhearthisfest.com, offer code D-O-U-G, Doug. Back to the show.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Well, that's what I was thinking. We're back. Look what you got there, Aya. You have the Clockwork Orange, Clock Wayne Orange. And it's a big shithead.
If I really thought about this podcast, I wouldn't have chosen this because we've already referenced it. That's the end of my sentence.
That's okay.
Is it heavy?
No, it's actually fairly light. It's like a hollow.
Well, we got construction foam here.
It's just more of a—it's more of a balancing thing, is
yeah,
the issue.
Yeah, it doesn't quite.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it on the ground.
I think yeah, put it down on the ground in front of you. It'll look like you just declared you found a small shit planet and declared it Clock Wayne Orange. Thank you, Clock Wayne, for doing that. Very clever. I mean, you know, when you have a shithead sitting around in your house. It does seem perfect. Can't believe it hasn't happened already. Or is that a one-of-a-kind item, Wayne?
I made it in my garage. Tomorrow, it's my Monday, it's my son's science project. That big shit is infested.
Lisa, what do you got?
I got Caitlin Garden Cop. Gotta love that.
Yeah, just flows off the tongue. Caitlin Garden Cop.
Caitlin Garden Cop.
Yeah.
Caitlin Garden. That's photoshopped, right? Nice work, Caitlin.
Yeah. Don't you worry about what it says on the back.
Really?
Don't you read that out loud, whatever you do.
Do read it.
Why?
Read it.
No, don't read it.
Why? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Don't do it.
Okay. Later.
We'll see. We might not have to read it later, depending on how you do in the game portion of the show. Bree, who are you playing for? So yeah, we'll probably read it later.
I'm playing for Enchantment Under the CJ.
Oh.
Good. It's really good. And this is so elaborate.
It's very, yeah. I was going to call it ostentatious, but, you know, considering it's depicting a similar sign from Back to the Future, I really love it.
It's really good.
Yeah, I fell in love with his name tag.
It's good. I like it.
What's her name again? How's her name fit in there?
CJ?
Under the CJ? All right.
It works.
Yeah. It would have been in bad taste to do the Brad and Angelina movie by the CJ. In this troubling time for our nation.
Too soon. Way too soon.
It's too soon to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just post about it online.
It just happened so suddenly. When things happen suddenly, I don't know how soon to react.
I'm still not sure what happened.
Right?
Is it a fish? I mean, official.
I was like, you really don't know what happened if you think we're talking about a fish.
Is that what did it? Is that what came
between
them?
Yeah, she was a voice in Shark Tale, but that's not... Oh, is it a fish?
What?
Yeah, it's true. Now there's allegations, lawyers, Maddox. He's old enough to talk now, right? He'll go straight to the press. But great job selecting that. Do you want to? Is he comfortable leaning up against you like
yeah.
that the whole time? You're good.
Yeah.
Because I was gonna say we could, you know, just do this with it.
That works.
I was worried about all the bright lights in the front row. Plus, you don't want these guys all lit up in the front row. The front row crew. Where'd you guys come in? You're at the festival. Yeah, you got a badge and everything. And then you're sitting with your freeloading friend. I don't know. There's no freeloaders here. You ready to play some games?
Yeah.
I guess so. Oh, boy. We picked out some fun games today. I don't know why I said we. It's just me. And... We're very excited to play them. Since we're in Austin, Texas, we have to do this in honor of Jason and Deb from 101X, who passed away last night in a plane crash. In honor of them, in their memory, we have to play Jason and Deb's IMDb game. They're a delightful radio team here in Austin, Texas, and they came up with this game, and when I played it on their show after I was on a few times, I liked it so much, I stole it from my own show. And I said, what do you want for it? And they said, you have to say our names. And I'm pretty sure their names were Jason and Deb. It'd be funny if, like, months later, we're Mike and Carol! Who are Mr. and Mrs. Brady, coincidentally. All right, so here's how the IMDb game works. Everybody's got like an IMDb page that's in show business and movies and TV and whatnot. If my internet will work in here. Does internet work in here, you guys? Nah, mine does. I just pulled up your IMDb page, Aya, and your first, it says most known for this, and it known for, and it lists four things. And in your case, number one is you're the worst, which makes perfect sense. And then the second one is Wolf of Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you, was that a fun thing to do?
Yeah.
Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, I was there for 2.5 months. Behind the sound guy for like a week at a time. They'd be like, we may catch you today. And I'd be like, really? Because if you do, you have to stop shooting because there's a guy with a boom mic in front of me. So I read like 6 books and then I got to listen to Rob Reiner talk about what it was like to make When Harry Met Sally and talk. I mean, like I just got to listen and watch greatness.
But it's a slow ass process.
Yeah, it was 2.5 months and I'm maybe in, I have like, you know, 8 lines in the movie.
In which hour? Really cool.
All throughout.
All 3 hours.
Yeah, you can find me by the clothing that I wear, because I am wearing clothing.
Oh, it's like, oh, that must be Aya. She's got clothes on?
Yes. There's one other girl, but she's blonde, so you wouldn't get us confused.
Fair enough.
She's naked.
No, she's not.
Oh, she has clothes.
There are blondes who are naked. There's many different kinds of nudity in that film.
Well, then they list The Newsroom and Sleepwalk With Me. The way I said that, I don't know which one they're applauding for. But that's your top four. So there you go, right?
Is this a game?
It's going to be. I just wanted to use as an example that everybody has one. So I'm going to start reading somebody's top four. You buzz in with your own name when you think you know who it is. And then I'll call on you. And then tell me the correct answer and you get a point. Incorrect answer, -1 point. So make sure you think you have the right answer before buzzing in. And for each additional title that's left in the top four after you've buzzed in and gotten it right, you get a bonus point for each one of those you can name. But we'll get to that when we get to that. That was a lot of information.
Do we say buzz or do we say our name?
If you say buzz, I think I'll be able to handle it. But your own name is what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Is it quicker to say buzz than Bree?
Bree. Same.
Whoever makes a noise first.
All right.
As long as that noise isn't the answer, because that's not what we're looking for at that point. Ready? Whose top four on IMDb starts with The Avengers? See, too many Avengers to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to jump in too early. Don't want -1 point. I like the way you're playing it. The second movie, Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Tap the mic when you think you have an answer. It got my attention. Are you buzzing in?
I mean, I have the first name guess. But then I realized there's so many of this guy and they all look alike to me. Chris. Right? Don't they? There's like the Chris Pratt, the Chris Hemsworth. I'm not answering. I'm just saying. I'm just naming Chris's. I think it's not a Chris, is it? Chris Hemsworth.
Incorrect.
Correct?
Incorrect.
Yeah. You missed an in.
Yeah, I guess those words are too close together.
Similar.
Next time I'm going to say, wrong! Did he say wrong or... All right, so Lisa and Bree are still in it. Two more titles to go. Captain America, First Avenger. The First Avenger. Captain America, The First Avenger. Fucking men laughing. Okay, you ready for the fourth one?
Yeah.
Captain America.
No!
Civil War.
I know who he's dating. I'm sorry, I already tapped.
Oh, she's awesome, you're right. She's awesome.
She's awesome.
Okay.
Don't know his name.
any guesses from Lisa or Bree?
I want to, but I...
She really helped you out a lot.
Chris Evans.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
But you gotta go Bree or Buzz first.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Buzz.
What's Bree. Your answer, Buzz?
Chris Evans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
This is my strategy. I'll just give you like the first name, I'll give you the family members, and then you can take the points.
Who's Thank he you. Dating?
That's maybe strategy? I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, keep that great strategy to yourself.
Yeah.
Make them wonder why they're winning. How are we pulling this off? All right, let's try another one. That was, that's like a warm-up. I think you're getting into the groove now. We got Chris Evans was the first correct answer. And this next person, first title, Creed. Motion picture Creed, not the band. Not the word that comes after race. What is it? How's it go?
Race, color, or creed.
Or creed. I mean, I don't care what your creed is. I'll be honest with you. All creeds matter. So I mentioned I'm in Charlotte on October 15th. Hey, it's just a true thing that's happening. I'm going to go to Charlotte. I'm going to shut shit down. I'm going to say, you guys, let's all just work this out. No, I'm just going to do this show. Oh, no guesses?
No.
All right, the second title. The first one's Creed. Second one, Fruitvale Station.
Beep, beep.
I think Whoa. You got in first,
that
Aya.
That evil laugh just came out of me really intensely.
Who is it?
Michael B. Jordan.
That's right. It is Michael B. Jordan. So now you're out of the negative point hole, but you can also guess two more Michael B. Jordan joints.
Fantastic Four.
And what's another one?
Friday Night Lights is not a movie.
But it could be in his top four.
Friday Night Lights.
Nope.
Thanks, Doug.
You're welcome. Chronicle is what they were put for his third slot. And number four, you were correct. Fantastic Four. Yep. So you picked up an extra point there. So you have 1 point. Bree has a point. Lisa, get in this.
I've never heard of any of these movies or actors so far.
I forgot.
You're welcome,
Lisa
Caitlin.
Lisa lost her hearing recently. So she's never heard of anyone. Well, this one might turn it around. This one I have a good feeling about. The first movie in this person's top four, Whiplash.
Buzz.
Here comes Aya.
Miles Teller?
That is correct.
Wow.
JK, it's JK Simmons. No, seriously, JK. It's Miles Teller, and you get three more guesses.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I can't think of anything.
Any other Miles Teller vehicles?
I feel like he was in some, like... The Divergent series? 1, 2, and 3, and 4?
What else you got? Is that your two guesses? Divergent 1 and 2?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like there's a Legion. I read those
Oh, you
books.
Get three guesses, though.
Oh,
so you want to go Divergent 1, 2, and 3? Yeah, you don't know the actual titles, though, do you?
Allegiant is one of them. Yeah, let's move on. This is getting boring. Continue.
Anything else?
Sad teen movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Fault in Our Stars. He wasn't in that.
All right. Well, you missed. He was in The Spectacular Now.
So good.
And of the Divergent films, they just listed one. They just listed Divergent, but I'll give you that since you brought the whole thing up. And then, of course, he was in Fantastic Four.
I didn't actually
see
that.
With Michael
movie.
B. Jordan. No, who did? You can't say that to Alex Trebek. He asked a World War II question. Oh, I didn't see that. So you get another point. You're killing it, Aya. One more round. We might not need the tiebreaker, but I've got one if necessary. See, it's not always movies. First title, The Shield. Second one, the commish.
Oh.
Third one, Fantastic Four.
Buzz.
Brie.
Michael Chiklis.
That's correct. And that brings you to 2 points. If you can name the fourth and final Michael Chiklis listing in his top four, that'll bring us to a tie with Aya, and we'll play the tiebreaker. What do you got?
I don't know why, but I want to say American Horror Story.
I don't know why.
I don't know why that, out of
Shield,
everything he's ever done.
We got the commish, we got Fantastic Four.
American Horror Story, Freak
no, what
Show.
No, what's your answer?
Freak Show. American
That's
Horror Story.
That's your answer.
Freak Show, yeah.
No.
Damn it.
Wrong. Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. Oh, you were so close to taking that away, but I is the winner of that game, everybody. Oh boy, we're doing great on time. This is great. We're doing so great. So I guess to go first in this next game. It's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I'll say a tagline from a motion picture. Maybe it's a classic, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's a good tagline. Probably it isn't. And you just have to take turns guessing what movie it represents, either on a poster or in an advertisement. So we'll start with you, Aya, and I'll just say the tagline to you, and then you can guess, and if you don't get it right, then Lisa gets a chance, and then Brie, and so on. What movie has the tagline, "Wouldn't you rather play chess?" Wouldn't you rather play chess? Wouldn't you rather play chess?
Pawn sacrifice?
Wonderful guess.
But wrong, right?
Wrong. Oh, if I just started doing that on the regular, yelling wrong all the time. Lisa.
I can't think. I can't think.
It's tough,
I don't
right?
know. I yeah. just don't know. Should I guess?
Well, like, yeah, guess like, you know, like Jumanji would be a good guess.
That was mine.
Because that, was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it might be the right answer.
Jumanji would be a good guess.
It would
but
be.
But I
yeah.
won't guess it.
No, don't guess it. It's her,
I won't
it's
guess,
her guess.
It's your
we've
guess.
Pretty much established as incorrect. Wrong. Gotham, take control. I want to go back to normal.
Normal.
No guess then?
Oh.
From Lisa?
You'd rather, wouldn't you rather be playing chess?
Oh, you think that maybe that's the... they just used the title of the movie?
Is the catchphrase the actual title? Come on, man, let's play chess. Is that it?
No. Okay. Brie?
I have a few, but... The Game?
Oh. Yeah, I'd rather play chess. I mean, that was life or death.
Yeah, that was fucked
that
up.
That game, yeah. Another game that was life or death that's not as good as chess. War Games. War Games. Would you like to play a game? Yeah, a classic movie. And you guys didn't recognize it. Nor should you.
No.
Could have been Clue.
Yeah.
They haven't made a Chutes and Ladders movie yet. I think it's in development. Hunger Games? Okay.
That's a good one. That's a good guess.
Here's the next tagline for Aya. Nuclear power. In the best hands, it's dangerous. In the hands of Lex Luthor, It is pure evil.
The 2016 election.
Is that your final
answer?
I'm
really searching out the Twitter trolls here. A Batman?
Well, I have to apologize right now for what people are going to say to you.
But there was that one time where Lex Luthor wandered into a Batman comic strip.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
No, I'll troll myself for that one.
Okay. Lisa?
I'm just trying to figure out which one.
Right?
Superman 2.
No.
Damn.
Bree?
Batman v Superman?
Yeah, I guess we don't want Lex Luthor to have nuclear power in that movie. We don't want Jesse Eisenberg to have anything.
Fair.
He can just keep his sharp wit. It's Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Damn.
Yeah, but that's a trick question for sure. Let's try another one. Aya?
I'm so scared now.
Prepare to go ballistic.
Dodgeball?
I've seen this movie. I don't know what. It doesn't make any sense. A True Hollywood Story? Or no, True Underdog Tale? No, A True Underdog Story? That's your guess?
Well, I'd be cheating if I said no now.
Okay. Lisa?
Schindler's List?
Prepare to go to ballistic. Schindler's List?
Schindler's List.
The go-to comedic...
No. Hostel. I went ballistic after
that. There was
that
one James Bond Casino Royale where they torture him by slapping his balls with a ball in a hose. It's really a homoerotic torture
ballistic
sequence. That'd be funny to say James Bond's gone ballistic. But do you have any idea, Brie?
You said it doesn't make sense, though, so now I...
Right, that really throws it off. It sort of makes sense, now that you mention it.
All right.
But not really. You'll see. We'll discuss it when I tell you the name of it.
I'm just going to keep getting
messages on Twitter from people that are so concerned that Dark Knight Rises takes place in a prison. And I'm like, it's not a prison movie. There's a prison in it.
Yeah.
And we're just arguing about that. What do you got, Brie?
Space Jam. I'm not proud.
That's not a terrible guess, really. I think that whatever they did have for that movie was pretty dumb. But no, it's for the John Woo movie Broken Arrow. Broken Arrow,
I wish I could say, but...
Yeah. But it's got nuclear weapons in it that they're carting around on a train. So ballistic is in reference to that. All right, one more. I'll stop torturing you with this game. What movie, Aya, has the tagline, Earth, it was fun while it lasted.
If it's not this, I'm gonna be really sad. After Earth. Right?
So, all right, fair enough. It was a fairly bleak movie. It really does, when you apply it to that movie, it just makes it sound like, come see this movie, there's no fun. But that's incorrect. Lisa?
Independence Day?
That's not bad. That wouldn't be bad for the ballistic one either. Or wouldn't you rather play chess? But all of those are not that. Aya? Not Aya, sorry. Bree? Aya, take another shot at it.
We do look a little alike, I think.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, redheaded bookends.
I forgot what it's called. It's on
that's going to hurt in this game. It's going to really hold you back. What's called?
So Will Smith with his dog.
Oh,
what's
right. I Am Legend?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that's the movie I thought I was saying. I thought that was the Independence Day movie.
We all guess Will Smith movies.
Oh, right,
I mean, there is a dog in Independence Day, so yeah.
No, I thought somebody might be able to get that one just because it's the movie's called Armageddon. Yeah, and all of those movies were all had. Somebody just sent me on Twitter a list of here's movies that have nuclear war in them, and that'd be fun for whose tagline is it anyway? And I was like, yes, it would. Turns out, no. But you know what is going to be a fun finish to our session of games here right now? A little something called Last Man Stanton. This is a game where we all take turns naming motion pictures that audience members given us the name of, all the works of that person. If you can't think of one, you're in risk of going out. But you got one lifeline. Lisa, I'm going to give you two lifelines because your name tag is a lifeline.
Oh.
So Aya can go to Wayne and CJ can help out Bree, and Lisa can either help herself or go to
Caitlin.
Caitlin Garden Cop.
Caitlin.
Are you apologizing to her? Or are you saying she's got to be ready? She might
both.
Have to jump in.
Both.
Like if the name is Chris Evans, when it gets to her, she's going to say, I've never heard of this person. If it's Michael B. Jordan, she's going to shrug. Who, there's somebody in there you've heard of.
Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor.
Lexi Luthy. Leather.
Leather liquor.
Yeah, I forgot to mention, all of the answers in that first game were all people that have been in one of the few Fantastic Four films. They're all Fantastic Four actors. But somebody in the audience is going to give us a name for Last Man Stanton. Where is Miss Nix Ma'am? That's you right over there?
That's CJ.
That's CJ. That happens so often that the name tag and the person I picked from Twitter match up and there's no planning behind it. It just happens. Is it just your intense fandom that makes it all just come together? I think, or are you just a very good person? That's great. What do you do for a living? I'm in insurance. Oh, then you're not a good person. No, seriously, though, what do you do?
I'm a dental lab technician. I make teeth.
Dental lab technician making teeth. There could hardly be a better person.
That is a good person.
What's your number in case anybody needs some teeth? Let's give you a plug. Let's get some people to come out and buy your teeth. And you have a name for us for Last Man Standing that you think would be perfect for us to play? Rob Lowe. Wait, I'm still talking to you about it. You just blurted it out. Rob Lowe.
What are we supposed to do?
We got some faces up here that connote that there's not a lot of Rob Lowe knowledge. Could you name any Rob Lowe movies? No, don't raise your hand to do it. I'm just saying that's what the game is about to be.
Unless you, I'm so excited. I've heard of him.
Unless you... So, yeah, I just was looking for a vote. Like, if you guys wanted to veto doing Rob Lowe or if you think he's worth playing.
It's just movies, not TV shows.
Correct. That's so you can't say The Grinder. You can't say...
Parks and Rec
or West Wing or...
I mean, I'm cool with that.
Legal Lion, what was that one? Legal the Lionhearted?
I think the Lion's Den.
The Lion's Den.
We stick with Rob Lowe.
Bosom Buddies, he was in that, right?
Oh, Lisa.
No one's even heard of Bosom Buddies.
I think we need a better name. Yeah. Well, hang on a second. Okay, so you're just going to name actors with good teeth. I get where you're going. I understand where you're coming from. Ricky Gervais doesn't stand a chance. He's got to laugh at that because he's the mean one. okay, so then she tossed on top of that John Cusack. Is that what you said? Okay. What do you think of that, ladies?
I am fucking
He's
with
a pretty good one. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Y'all still get one lifeline that can name a movie by either featuring either Rob Lowe or John Cusack.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And you guys just have to, I'm bowing out of this one because I don't want to make this crazy. I got to keep track of this one. Because it's Rob Lowe or John Cusack. Each time it's your turn. Aya won the game prior to whose tagline is it anyway. So you still get to go first, but we'll switch up the order. It goes Aya, Bree, Lisa. Aya, name any movie with Rob Lowe or John Cusack. And I don't think there's one with both, but I could be wrong.
I'm going to go obvious first and go anything.
Get the obvious, say anything. Of course.
Tepid applause.
My turn?
No, it's Bree's turn.
Oh. Gross Point Blank.
Okay. I don't remember Rob Lowe being in that, but everybody seems to think it's right.
Better Off Dead?
Now, you guys, Rob Lowe listens to this podcast. You don't want to make him feel bad by just reeling off a bunch of John Cusack movies.
High Fidelity.
I would save... I'd save those Cusacks for when you need it real bad. Cusack seems to be the pricier currency in this game. Bree.
Stand By Me.
Oh, all right. I don't think Rob Lowe was in that.
No. No, he wasn't.
My fat friend Jerry O'Connell was.
John Cusack was in that? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Was he the dead body?
The flashback scene.
I mean, he was a dead body in that movie for sure.
I don't remember.
He's like dies.
He's the older brother that goes
Spoiler,
off.
Spoiler, guys, he dies. Like, it's been a
He's
a
Will
long
Wheaton's
time.
Older brother, and he goes off to fight.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He goes off to try to fight off not dying. Yeah. But that's, you were right. Oh, wait. Is it whose turn is it? Your turn?
Yeah.
And you still got to come up with something?
Yeah, I can come up
you
with something.
You got a Rob Lowe?
I got a Rob Lowe.
Let's have a Rob Lowe.
St. Elmo's Fire.
Yes!
Right? He played the sexy sax in that movie.
Damn it, that
and
was
he
my
had an
saving
earring.
One. That was
oh,
like
sorry.
The one I was like, no, come on. Yeah. All right, 16 Candles. John Cusack is in it as one of the nerds.
Yeah. Nice. That's right. Real good. Shoot.
I love that description because then he immediately stopped playing nerds. Never looked back. I'm joking. He's always a fucking nerd. I'd give you more examples, but that would help the players.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yo, oh, there you go. We should have just done straight up Cusack.
I think I'm right.
Rob Lowe's getting some cold shoulder.
Grifters?
Yeah. Full title. What's the full title?
The Grifters?
Yes. Colon, The Search for Curly's Gold.
Serendipity. Damn. Don't clap for that one. Damn.
But it's right.
That one tastes bad?
Yeah.
Ooh, serendipity. Brie?
That was my... CJ, I need your help.
Oh, here we go. But you know, even after CJ helps you, because I'm confident she will, you know, just listen to what the other people are saying, because some of these movies might have sequels and whatnot. True. All right, CJ?
About last night.
Okay, what about it, ladies? I didn't even know you knew each other. Okay, yeah, About Last Night. Okay. Starring Rob Lowe. I've got a brief cameo in that one. Lisa?
Kaylin, I've got a maybe. Do you have a definite?
Oh, you want a definite for sure, because a maybe will get you kicked out.
I'm going to go to my lifeline. Tommy Boy.
Rob Lowe and Tommy Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Where we go?
Yeah, I have a maybe too, so let's try my lifeline first. Did he leave?
What do you got, shithead?
Hey.
What, shithead?
War ink? Damn. Yeah. And that sparked something.
That helped
Thank
her.
You
sparked her.
War ink.
Good sparking. Bree. You get any sparks?
No.
Shit.
I'm so sorry, CJ.
Oh,
I messed
CJ.
Up real bad. I didn't know enough today. I bow down. I back out. Back out. Back down.
Tap out.
Sure.
Yeah, for the listeners, I'm choking her.
You're giving me flashbacks from last night. Greasy Strangler.
Whoa!
Oh, Greasy Strangler callback. Tonight you're going to get punched about the face. You train a lot?
No.
What's your walking in music? Do you get to choose walking in music? Do you want to say, or is it a surprise?
It's Sleigh Bells Hyper Dark. Thank you.
People
yes.
People are into it.
I thought it was badass, but it's not like the funniest choice.
But it's
I
should aggressive. Have
gone funny. It's
loud,
like,
hard.
It's a bad bitch anthem.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What about Meredith Brooks's bitch? That would have been fun.
Touche. It's not too late to switch.
Don't do that.
Okay. All right.
Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Oh, and you're not in any hurry to play?
What's that? Oh.
Are you out of answers?
I have two maybes. I don't know which maybe to go with.
I tried to weave some of the answers into the conversation I was just having with Brie, and I got in three of them.
You should have told us. Then we'd be listening to your talk. You did say anthem. Wait, you said anthem.
I
no,
both
I don't,
said
I don't
anthem.
Think I said any. would have been a fun thing to do, though. Now that I've told you about it, I can't really do it, but let me see if I can get one by you somehow, some way, somewhere. No, that wasn't in there either.
Is it School's Out?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not my name.
What?
I was giving you a hint to give me a hint.
School's Out.
No, that's not a. I don't think that exists. No, yeah. my guess is Class. Is that a movie?
Class.
Is that a movie?
Yes.
Is Rob Lowe in it?
Yes.
That came from the netherworld of my consciousness.
That's like, how competitive you are, though. You couldn't even throw down the microphone. You kind of tried to and gave up on the idea.
Oh,
you're like, oh no, I shouldn't throw this
I
down.
I don't want to break anything.
That's not cool. But do a mic drop. I love it.
Jeez.
I didn't say murder someone.
That was a dainty
drop. That sounded horrible.
Drop.
Even the microphone's a fantastic fixed. I gotta get out of here. I'm gonna make a fixit. So you're still in it there. That's yeah, crazy. Aya has to come up with another one. But you have some on account.
Yeah, and then she has to match me, right? I'm just making... She has,
you have to both keep going,
okay.
Yeah.
I think this is right. I know his sister's in it. Toys?
Toys?
Yeah.
Who do you think is in Toys?
Joan Cusack is definitely in Toys, and I feel like maybe he is, too.
No, he's not.
But that's not my answer.
Okay.
Just spitballing out loud. I believe there's also a movie called The 13th Floor.
Wow.
Isn't that a... That's not him.
You're just spitballing at this point.
Look at the disappointment and shame.
You know, they're also a respectful audience, so nobody takes out their device to look up the right answer and yell it out at us. But Lisa's going to take hers out of her dress. You look like you were going to reach for a...
No. Yeah, well, if I had a pocket, God damn it.
But I believe both of those things are incorrect. I know that he's in a movie that's a room number... John Cusack, and I think he's in a couple of movies with numbers in the title, and
none of us knows what room number it is.
What else? No, I mean I could say it, but we're still playing. Oh.
You have to get this right.
I'm just giving you a subtle little clue.
Otherwise, what do? We do a tiebreaker.
No, she already won, didn't she? Because you didn't give the correct answer.
No, but I went first.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So Bree has a chance.
But when you're wrong, you're out.
Oh,
and you
gotcha.
Were just wrong.
Then I'm out.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Do I win?
So going first was a negative.
No, it's good because you might run out of names. You know.
You can explain this podcast to me after the show.
I've never had a panelist afterwards. Now explain what happened to me. Talk me through what we just did. I'm fuzzy on that, but you did great.
Me? You did great.
You did great.
Everybody did great.
Everyone we did great.
This is a celebration
Ladies.
Of greatness. Does the top part of the shithead thing come out of the head, Wayne?
Sure, tear it out.
Sure, tear it out. I'm just saying, because she could just pass
it's
me
like
that.
It's like the sword and the stone right here, right?
Instead of the whole shit hat. There you go. That was very starred in the stone.
Thank you.
Also reminded me of the Squatty Potty commercials. So yeah, just pass that dirty stick down here. Because I assume it's got a shit hat on the back of it. Of course it does. Good job, Wayne. And is there an envelope on the back of yours, Bree? But Lisa, we truly don't need to know who your shithead is because that's the consolation prize.
Oh.
And we're not giving that out because she won. Who are you playing for again? Caitlin?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. Come get your prizes, Caitlin. Are you good to handle all of this? I mean, there are pillows, so... but the painting, that's a lot of trouble. Yeah, you forgot about that, didn't you? Look at her go. Oh,
Woo-hoo!
My God.
Yay, Caitlin!
That's someone who's been to a swap meet before. She knows how to handle a lot of diverse items. Well, that one didn't sound as complimentary. Or maybe it did. What? Really? That's your shithead? Okay. Aya, let's do some plugs. Promote yourself.
You can watch You're the Worst on FXX, Wednesdays at 10. Thanks, those three people who clapped for that. Woo! And Easy is on a thing called Netflix, which apparently nobody's heard of. And yeah, that's all I got.
Easy's brand new.
Easy's brand
spanking new. I think it just started today.
Yeah.
I wonder if skipping around and not watching them in order would be kind of rewarding in its own way.
I understood about half of that sentence. What?
I said, I think skipping around might be an interesting way to watch the episodes of that show instead of in order.
Yeah, I think you can watch it however you want. There, it's an on.
That's how the great thing about Netflix. That's their slogan: watch it however you want.
Or don't.
That's up to you. We're not going to force you to watch anything except for this new U2 video. Remember when they put all those U2 album on everybody's thing?
Yeah.
Lisa, what do you got to plug?
Oh, you know, I'll plug a show I'm doing tomorrow night at Strange Brew. Yeah, at 11 o'clock. It's Michael Good's show. He's super funny, and it's called Good Time. I'll be there tomorrow night doing stand-up comedy.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry, I could your plugs, Aya, could have ended with applause, and I stepped on it with all my stupid comments. So I apologize for that.
I feel validated enough. Feels good about it. Aww, you sensed I was lying. Don't worry, the hole is deep here. You can fill it anytime you want.
It used to be Keep Austin Weird, but now it's We'll Clap for Anything.
I'd rather have it be We'll Fill Your Holes.
Whoa.
We get to be the sexist ones now.
Bree.
You can check me out on YouTube.com. New sketches on Nuclear Family every Tuesdays and Thursdays, and on SourceFed.
I got some things to plug. I'm going to be in Dallas, Boston, the aforementioned Charlotte, Tacoma, San Francisco, and more. So go to DougLovesMovies.com.
Wait, can we also just say Doug Benson is going to be on You're the Worst this season?
And, well,
and he's fantastic.
Well, that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to secretly ruin your show. And,
just like I've done to yours.
Exactly. It's called revenge. I don't know what I did with my hands. Revenge. Here's my phone. Are you making me echoey again? But yeah, that was a dream. You know, that's one of those dream comes true that you never even think of. I was never sitting around going, I wish I could appear as myself on this show. And then that's what I'm going to do, whether you like it or not. One more time for all of my guests, Aya Cash, Lisa Delarios, Bree Esrig. And as always, Chris Hardwick is a shithead. Aya, you were on Mad Midnight. You liked him just fine, right?
Yeah, he's super nice.
Nice fella.
I mean, since Singled Out, when he used to stay at home and watch him.
Yeah. Now he's married to a Hearst. Yeah, so maybe that's it. Some lady's jealous. And oh, okay, I got it. Yuppie Condos forcing Snack Bar and Vulcan Video to relocate are a shithead. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talk.
Candy wrapper screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a mob or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Thanks for coming everybody. Enjoy the rest of your fantastic fest.